Deidre Brooks has spent the last 5 weeks caring for her 18-year-old son, who was shot in the attack. That's meant a lot of missed work and mounting bills. She expected the Victims Fund to help with some of that, but she's been disappointed.
We work hard and have degrees so that we would never have to ask for a handout. So to be treated like we need to ask permission for something that was supposed to be given to take care of the needs of victims is not fair.
Brooks is among family members and victims publicly criticizing the handling of $5 million donated by individuals and businesses. The nonprofit Community First Foundation is holding on to the money. A committee of public and nonprofit officials is in charge of distributing it. So far, it's handed out about a tenth of the fund, some to organizations working with victims, and some in the form of $5,000 checks directly to victims and their families. But Tom Teeves, whose son Alex was killed in the attack, says victims themselves should decide what happens with the money.
Our families will continue to fight to deliver 100% of the monies collected for the victims, to the victims, at the victims' directions, creating a process that shows an audit trail and complete transparency.
Community First Foundation President Marla Williams says distributing the money hasn't been easy. A gag order in the case meant it took weeks to even get a full list of victims, and the sheer number of people affected makes the task even harder.
Trying to take resources that are limited to address need that is almost infinite really requires some thought and some judgment, and it's a huge job.
But Williams says the committee overseeing the fund is looking at ways to get victims and their families more involved in the process. Both sides plan to meet Friday to discuss the issue. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.